Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Michael Van Tol Show, Detroit's Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast, a community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. The Sunday Morning team is here, well, at least one of them, and the rest will be chiming in later. Our political analyst, our home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to all of our listeners in the city of Detroit, and good morning to the Sunday Morning team.
And please say good morning to Senator Mary Waters. Good morning, Senator Mary Waters. Thank you for being our guest on the program this morning.
Senator Mary Kavanaugh.
I'm sorry. Senator Mary Kavanaugh. I got this. Sorry.
No worries.
That's our postal person.
I was just reading some news articles.
No worries. There's a lot of great things happening in Detroit. Good morning. Good morning to Henrietta Michael.
Good morning. Sorry about that. I was just reading some of the news stories I had and about some of the housing stuff, but that's what happens on live radio. Mary Kavanaugh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
When you say Mary Waters, I'm like, wait a minute, we're supposed to have Mary Kavanaugh. I thought it was a switch up.
Well, she's doing some fantastic things in Detroit, so.
Yes, we're going to have to get on next.
Yes. Now, let me read some of the headlines, and I'll just skip by that one overnight. Let me just go through a couple of the headlines. Jeffrey Feiger, the Metro Detroit attorney known for representing high-profile clients, had a stroke on March 1st, his family and law firm said in a news release on Wednesday. Former UAW President Ray Curry has conceded to Sean Fain in a contentious race after a federal monitor released his report Saturday afternoon. At least 26 people have been killed as tornadoes rip through Mississippi and Alabama. Whole towns have been flattened and cars overturned and tossed, and homes totally destroyed. And TikTok CEO Zhao Chu was on the hot seat this week in the U.S. House of Representatives. Hearings over the Chinese parent company's use of data collected on Americans. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with State Senator Mary Kavanaugh right after.
Comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, simply call 248 248- 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Thank you for joining us, my name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you for joining us on Detroit's News and Information Podcast. Sunday morning podcast. We're here with Senator Mary Kavanaugh. Senator Kavanaugh, you are, I would consider you one of the top five hardest working elected officials. You are truly a servant of the people. I see it myself every day when I go out and about. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Michael Van Tool Show.
No, I appreciate that. It's hard work, but it's good work. So it keeps me going every day and to 5 to 6 events at night. So I love it.
Great, great. All right. Well, just for our listeners, what's your district, the cities, you know, the boundaries, and how long is your term, Senator?
Of course, and especially with redistricting, it kind of shook up the map a little bit. So my state Senate district is District 6, and so that's going to include all of Redford Township, northwest Detroit, so that's going to be 7 Mile to Greenfield to 96 West, and most of Livonia, Farmington, and Farmington Hills. And I was elected in 2022 to serve until 2026. So that's going to be a 4-year term. I will be able to, even after Prop 1, to run for an additional 4 years, but that would be the capacity of my service. After Prop 1, they extended it to 12 years that people could serve in the legislature, but because I'm coming over from the House, I can gratefully serve potentially 2 years in this seat. I mean, 2 terms.
Great. Let me welcome another member of the Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, podcaster, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly. We're here with State Senator Mary Kavanaugh.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our special guest, State Senator Mary Kavanaugh. Good morning to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Shout out to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Great, great. All right, Senator, so what are the most, that's a lot of cities, Redford, Northwest Detroit, Livonia, that's got to be hundreds of thousands of people in this district. What's the approximate amount for population for that you're covering?
No, absolutely. It's about 180,000. So I'm coming from over the House seat, which normally just has 90,000 constituents. And so hopping over to the Senate and making sure that we drive in some of our core values, it is probably 3 times the amount of constituents that I represent. So it's exciting, but it's also a lot of work and a lot of voices that I need to hear. So that's why a high priority of mine is staying in the community and making sure not only on campaign season that we knock doors, hear the voices of the people, and make sure that that's top priority as I go into Lansing.
Now, you had mentioned the House. How long have you been in office now? You've served in a number of capacities. Tell us about that.
No, absolutely. So I served in the House starting during COVID. I actually had to switch over my campaign from an all-in-person to an all-online. So I was a little glad that I knew how to use technology a little better than some of my race mates. But I served in the House for about 2 years.
Well, maybe that's because you're a little younger, right?
A little bit. So Zooms and FaceTime and knowing how to work the internet was definitely something that I knew and have been doing since college and before then. And I will say a little hats off to my age helping with that a little bit.
Great. I want to welcome another member of the Sunday morning team as they chime in, Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain Cathy.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the the amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to the missionary. Good morning to the special guest that's on today. And I just want to say hello to Detroit this morning. Hello to Detroit this morning. I had to say hello to Detroit this morning twice because I didn't want them to think I was taking it from Sammy Davis Jr. You know, you're getting trouble for that.
No problem, but it did come to mind. It's hello, Detroit. It did come to mind. Thank you. Thank you, Chaplain Kathy. All right, we're here with Senator Mary Kavanaugh. Senator, I've watched you sometimes while I'm out assisting my boss, Commissioner McCormick, Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. I run into you sometimes. Why do you feel you connect so well with the community? Because I've watched you in action, and people really love you.
No, absolutely. I think that's a great question. And first and foremost, I want to say good morning to the Sunday crew that's hopping on. I appreciate everybody being here. But my connection with the community started before I was born. So I am the granddaughter of the former mayor of Detroit back in the 60s, and also my father, Phil Kavanaugh, who's also been in politics since I was at a very young age. And so I mention this because when it comes to when my dad was campaigning, I was his number one campaign manager. I wanted to make sure that when we help seniors, when we help families, I was the one that was out there alongside him, meeting the constituents, meeting seniors. And so people have watched me grow up. And even before that is when I started door knocking for myself is how I got to know my grandfather. I never had the privilege of meeting him. But there is a large community in Detroit that know him personally, know some of the great things that he did. And so that really drove me to door knock, to listen to these stories, because it really allowed me to meet my grandfather that I never really actually got to meet and hear all of these great stories. But addition to that is I moved to Redford Township in Northwest Detroit at a very young age. So that's why some of the people that I work with now, from superintendents, from community leaders, to even people that I see living in Redford and Detroit are people that I not only grew up with, but like I said, saw me grow up, saw me at a very young age, and now is proud to see me supporting the community and caring everything that I've heard them say since I was young to my core values right now and my service.
Well, for sure. So what advice do you have? Because, it looks easy from the outside. Running and for office, being in office, it looks easy. What advice would you give to young people who are thinking about going into public service?
I love this question because every person that I talk to, young, old, seasoned, or just starting the great adventure of their lives in their career, ask me that question because I am on the younger side. I'm actually the youngest female Latina ever elected in the state Senate. And my advice would have to be get involved and remember who you are. So a lot of people get into politics because they either want to help somebody, because they see a problem and they want to fix it. Don't get diluted with all of the political rhetoric of that goes on, especially nowadays, and how people kind of pin up against each other, and especially Democrats and Republicans. There's a lot of things we do like, a lot of things that we don't. But just remember people are people, and remember why you do it. But as a younger person wanting to get involved, my first thing was making sure that you're going out to your community, participating, volunteering, going to community meetings, maybe even going to a city council meeting, and just making sure that you know what's going on in your community. I had the privilege of, like I said, my father was in the public sector, and so when he started, I was probably 7 or 10. When I started going to Democratic meetings, neighborhood associations, and then I just started volunteering. I think I ran for precinct delegate when I was at a very young age and made sure that I took a lot of responsibility in that. When you run for precinct delegate, you kind of gather information and you make sure your community knows not only resources but what's going on. And I think that's a really big first step that people want to make, and as well as making sure that, like I said, get involved as much as you can, hear people, get to know people. The political space looks a little bit big, but as soon as you start getting involved and meeting some great people that are advocating for your community, the room starts to get a little bit smaller, and you start to develop really close and fantastic relationships with some of these people.
Great. I want to thank Henrietta Ivey again, our political analyst, for setting up the interview with you. Henrietta, did you have a question or comment you want to share with the senator?
Good morning, and thank you, Michael. And thank you, Mary, for accepting the invitation to join our show this morning. I am just a fan and an admirer of the work that you do, have done, and will continue to do in our community. And again, congratulations on your Senate seat. You're just trailblazing. And I'm looking forward to more meetings and you and I getting together. This summer I have some things coming up, and I definitely want to talk to you offline about coming into some of our meetings. This summer I'm doing for Precinct 286, because I'm the new precinct delegate there. And so I definitely want to continue to see you get involved with our constituents in our district.
No, I appreciate that. And Henrietta, I know there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to be doing together, and I'm excited to make some positive changes in our community and all for the good of the people.
Senator Mary Kavanaugh, I know that you said that you had other relatives in politics over the many decades. What made you run? Why did you decide to be a public servant? Because it is really a sacrifice, and you really, you know, commit your life to the public, and you're pulled away from your family, going out to the movies whenever you want to. So what made you make this sacrifice?
No, absolutely. And that's a great question. And I know I mentioned I have some family in politics, and people like to say a political career out of it. But just like a small business, that when you own a small business, you kind of want your children to follow you up and make sure that you learn all of the great things and all of the things that you could do for that business. But to be honest, Michael, I was I was in the front row watching politics all my life, from hearing about my grandfather to hearing about my dad, and I didn't want anything to do with it. I thought that it took a lot of away from you, that as far as all of the things that you could do, not only during campaigns, but especially in the legislature, and how many days it took, nights that it took to work. So, and I saw the ugliness of politics, of believing in people and making promises and other people not keeping them, and just the weight that it took, not only on my father, but on my family. And so I thought I would be able to get away from it. And so I worked at Detroit Public Schools, because although I didn't want to be in politics, I really wanted to give back to my community and make a change. And so I worked in Detroit Public Schools trying to increase the graduation rate. And while I was there with a slew of staff, students and teachers, were able to increase that by about 30%. But from there, I worked as a direct care worker for mentally and behaviorally disabled individuals. And then I worked for a nonprofit trying to keep people in their homes as they hit the eviction list, that we worked hand in hand with them, returning citizens, homeless. But every single role that I had, I saw that the priority in funding, the priority in conversations, and the priority in Lansing was not where I felt like it needed to be, with our children, with our working families, with our people, that even in direct care worker, there was a shortage, they were underpaid, and especially when it came to workers' rights. And so I understood the responsibility, but I also understood the privilege that I had growing up in a household that we talked about politics and the community like a round table when I would have dinner. And I was the 15-year-old in high school trying to convince everybody to make sure that they voted when they hit 18 of how important it was. So I knew public service was something that I learned at a very young age, and every single job that I had, it showed that I needed to stand up where I could and I needed to be a bigger voice than I was. And so that kind of made me ultimately make the decision to run for House. As soon as the redistricting kind of shook everything up, and it made me know that every community that District 6 was, under, I not only worked in, I lived in, but I have advocated for, and I thought it would be the best decision to make sure that we got not only the money that we needed in our community, but the advocacy that we needed from our communities all the way to Lansing.
Well, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, that sounded like me. My parents were Salvation Army officers, and I didn't want to have anything to do with the church. I was trying to get away from it, and then ran into missionary Hattie Humphrey and been to more churches than ever. And Senator, you wanted to get away from it, and you got right in the middle of it.
Yep. And haven't looked back since.
Yes, she did.
Right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you have a question for the senator.
I do. So thank you, Senator, for being on the show with us this morning. This is a fascinating conversation. But my question to you would be, how do you, with so many different cities that you represent, how do you convince people that you have their best interest? How do you unite them in terms of issues, concerns, causes? We know there are lots of things that people agree on, but we are led to believe by media and other sources that we are far more apart than we are together.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a great question, and especially when I talked about my district lines, going all the way from Northwest Detroit to Farmington House, those are completely different communities with completely different priorities. But I also will say that when I not only door knock, but go to community events, talk to leaders, talk to constituents, that we all have the same issue in mind, that we all just want to be supported. We all want to be helped. And so when it comes to trying to advocate for all of the communities in the best way that I can, I think I stay true to equity and equality. I understand that there's a huge difference between equity and equality, but making sure that every policy that we have has an equity lens is that, yes, we are doing something that is equal, that is right, that is for our workers, but then let's put an equity lens on it. Let's make sure that we are talking about the hardest hits or the communities in the way that they are best represented. And so when I go into Detroit, I actually sit on probably 9 committees up in the Senate. And so that includes LEO, Labor Economic Opportunity, and Michigan Economic Development. And so when we talk about economic development, and I'm talking to Farmington Hills or Farmington leaders, maybe that's capital improvements. Maybe that's a little bit extra money to make sure that they can be supported in their businesses. But I went up to Lansing because after 2020, I saw that Detroit was the number one community that actually had the biggest transition from working people to working in their own businesses. So when we talk about small businesses, when we talk about small business hubs, I think first and foremost of Detroit. And so I don't think it's an either-or situation when we talk about policy and advocacy. It's a both an and. And so when we go through legislation and I highlight some small businesses, there's just a lot of issues that I carry with me and make sure that as they fall down the priority line, they're falling under the people that I honestly think need it most. So as I think about Detroit and Redford might needing a little bit more love, a little bit more service, I also still give back to Farmington Hills and Livonia as much as I could. But what's great about that is any issue that I see in Farmington Hills and Livonia will spread across the entire district. So I think their number one issue that I've even been talking about is the storms, the DTE, taking away our grid, making sure that we have a little bit of accountability, and that's across the board. But it's also how we're starting to look at our school systems, is that there's a per pupil funding, but we make sure that we add extra to special needs students, to at-risk students. And I think that's the same approach I'm bringing to all of my communities, making sure that it's going to help everyone, but making sure that those extra care, those extra hugs to our my community, those extra wraparound services are brought to those that need it most. And so sometimes it does get hard making sure that I understand what people want, because when I go up to Lansing, it's not me. I think about every single one in my community and all of those doors that I door knocked and heard their issues, and making sure that that's first and foremost in my head. And I do know that when we advocate for repealing the retirement tax, when we advocate for earned income tax credit, that that's something that will help a lot of people, but it's going to help the people that need it most best. And so I advocate for those types of issues, and I think I hope to continue to strive in that way. But I will also say that's why I love door knocking. You're going to see me out in the community regardless of campaign, when it gets warm, on the off season, because things change. Issues change, and I want to be in the front lines of what issues are top of mind and what issues are important to every community that I serve.
Thank you for that.
Great. Chaplain Chappie, you had a question or comment for Senator Mary Kavanaugh?
I don't have a question, surprisingly. However, I would like to just tell her thank you. Thank you, because the things that I've seen you doing, the things that I've heard about you, and I tell you, Henrietta Ivy is, she, oh my gosh, she's crazy about you. So she purposed herself to tell us so much about you as well, and has kept us abreast and posted on you. And as a result of that, I would just like to say thank you, because what it sounds like you're doing and have done not just shows that you love what you're doing, but you care about the people that you're doing it for. And for that, I'll just like to say thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. You guys do a lot, not only for the people, but even this Sunday morning show. It's providing information, it's providing resources, it's providing connections, and I'm honored to be here, and extremely honored to be in the position that I am, being able to help people. And I will also add another honored to know and work with Henrietta. I think the moment I met her, I knew that she has good heart, a great mind, and someone
special,
that I want
right?
to stay close with.
Yes,
me too. The moment I met her, because somebody introduced me to her, and they said, Michael, this is going to be the perfect person to work with you. And they were right, too. And we just connected immediately. And I forgot how many years now. So you got two big fans here, Henrietta, and I know you got more.
Oh, my God. Thank
Sunday
you, guys. You know what? I love all you guys. You know, I'm the blessed one. Let me be clear, because God only put in my life and the people in my life to be there, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Mary, like I said, when I first met her, I was just like, you know what? Hearing all the other stuff, I got the chance to meet Mary Kavanaugh, and everything else that I had heard previously was just like, you know what, folks can be a mess. I say that because I tell people, don't destroy my opportunity or your opportunity to meet someone based on what other people say. You have to get to know people for your own and have your own experiences. And I am so glad that I have a line of my own. And I'm very honored and happy to have met this amazing young lady. Let me tell you, she have done so much work. I'm just looking at all the bills that this young lady has done. I'm just, like, so impressed. Every time I read about her, and I want to make sure I bring her on board with stuff that I'm doing, I just, the work that she do and she's doing, it's just freaking amazing. Like, she is truly a community trooper. Like, thank
all
you
the bills
so much.
She's authored, all the bills
oh
that she signed on with.
The work. It just talks about the
resume.
Work, because she works. She works. She
yeah.
works. Let me tell you
yeah.
guys, she works. She works. So thank you for your support, everybody, and thank you, Mary, for sitting in and letting the world get to know a little bit more about who Mary Kavanaugh is.
And Senator, we're
I
just
appreciate you.
Coming up at the end of the segment. Anything coming up, initiatives, meetings, plans in the near future you'd like to share with us?
No, absolutely. I'm glad that you asked. I'm taking a tour of community conversations throughout my district. I did start in Farmington and Farmington Hills Friday, March 31st. I will have coffee hours with Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree at the Livonia Senior Center. Saturday, April 1st, is going to be coffee hours with Representative Lori Pahutsky at the Redford Public Library. The first one with Wayne County Eric Sabree will be 9 to 10 a.m. at the Livonia Senior Center. Saturday, April 1st, with Representative Lori Pahutsky in Redford will be 2 to 3. But I also want to do flag people to sign up for my e-news. You can find that online on my state Senate website, because the e-news will have what's happening in Lansing, it'll have resources, and it'll have upcoming coffee hours, because I know in May and June and July, we're going to have coffee and conversation throughout the city of Northwest Detroit that I represent. So keep an eye out for that. Those are opportunities where you can come, not only voice your issues, but hear what's going on in Lansing and hear all of the great stuff that we're doing.
Great. Beautiful. State Senator Mary Kavanaugh.
I just actually signed up for the e-letter, so yay.
Yes.
I was in
there. Oh, great.
Let me get on that list.
Great.
So, yes,
thank
I'm
you
on
so
that
much
list now.
For, thank you, Senator, for getting up with us, the Sunday morning team on the Michael Van Tool Show. We really appreciate you being here and look forward to talking with you again. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Henrietta, and the Sunday team. Anytime, and let's do some good work. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank
All
you.
All right, take care.
Bless you. Bless you.
We'll be right back after these messages from the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit's Sunday morning news and information podcast. We'll be right back.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna
be. We are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. This is Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast here with the Sunday Morning team. All right, we got a fast, power-packed half hour. That was I learned a lot of things about Senator Mary Kavanaugh, and very, very good discussion with her this morning. And in the news this morning, Jeffrey Figer, the famed Metro Detroit attorney known for representing high-profile clients, had a stroke on March 1st, his family and law firm said in a news release Wednesday. Figer, who is 72, is awake and resting comfortably, said James Harrington, vice president and managing partner at Figer Law. Jeffrey is a true fighter and is working hard in his recovery, Harrington said. Keeney Figer, Jeffrey's wife, said doctors determined Jeffrey Figer had a stroke following an elective procedure to deal with minor heart arrhythmia. The amount of time to recover from a stroke varies wildly from person to person, Keeney said. The family requested privacy. Former UAW President Ray Curry has conceded to Sean Fain in the contentious race after a federal monitor released the report Saturday afternoon. Fain will be sworn in today and will chair the 2023 special bargaining convention with the major automakers. He vows to turn the UAW in a more aggressive direction. Ray Curry promises and is committed to a smooth transition without disruptions. Here we go again. DTE says they are down to only 19,000 customers without power this morning after yesterday's windstorms with winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. Once again, an old, outdated infrastructure and lack of attention by DTE is being blamed for the expected outages every time we have a storm in Southeast Michigan. At least 26 people have been killed as tornadoes ripped across Mississippi and Alabama. Whole towns have been flattened and cars overturned and tossed and homes totally destroyed. Family members have been walking around in a daze after tornadoes ripped through in one of the worst storms in years. Drone footage shows the destructions in clear view as the sun rises in the south. TikTok CEO Xiao Chu was on the hot seat this past week in the U.S. House of Representatives. The hearings over the Chinese parent company's use of data collected on American citizens. His answers were choreographed, prepared, evasive, and unbelievable. In some countries, the TikTok app is forbidden and monitored. In China and other parts of the world, TikTok has additional filters and bans and doesn't exist at all in many cases. The U.S. government has banned its employees from using TikToks on their devices. They need to ban that app in the U.S. and let another company develop an app for young people to do all those little dancing videos. Anyway, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's the weather? It looks beautiful today.
It is. It's currently 35, bright and sunny. Today, we are expecting partly cloudy skies to come in with a high of 50 degrees and a
oh,
yeah. 34.
You got some
help. All right.
Amen. All right now. I need you to just stay with me. Just stay with me. Tomorrow, on Monday, there's a chance of a wintry mix. So there may be snow. It's reporting to be icy in the morning, or at least early, with only a high of 44 and a low of 30. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. We begin to rebound with a high of 46 and a low of 31. On Wednesday, we have rain and snow. Remember, we're at this point in the year where things are changing, with a high of 48 and a low of 29. On Thursday, becoming partly sunny with a high of 47 and a low of 40. And on Friday, evening rain with a high of 57 degrees with
oh,
a low
of 30.
Oh,
you got on here.
On Saturday, scattered showers with a high of 49. And a low of 31, and that's the weather.
Bless your name, Lord.
Excellent.
I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
It's getting better.
We ought to take an open for that good
weather.
Yeah,
it's getting better. Definitely getting better.
Right.
It is.
All right.
It is.
Let me just say one thing before I turn it over to you guys and hear from you between now and the top of the hour. I did want to mention a few places. I am wore out, and I've got two places to go this morning, and when I get back in, I am going to take a nap. But we had a great time at the Missionary Hattie Humphrey birthday banquet. Sunday morning team was there. Kimberly Batchelor Davis and I were in attendance. We had a great time. And then they had the musical the next day, and I heard about that. That was off the hook. So great event. And then that was Saturday. And then Sunday, I went to this fashion show, Ladies of the D, with March of Dimes. That was crazy. Great fashion show. Man, that was great. Commissioner McCormick was a model in the fashion show for March of Dimes. So that was it was a banquet and everything. I had a great time. And it was free for me. Anyway, let's see. And then on Wednesday, I hosted an LLS dinner at Mario's restaurant in Midtown. Overflow. Overflow. But then on Monday, I forgot about Monday, getting to know Wayne County with Chief Probate Judge Freddie Burton, Judge David Perkins at New St. Mark. Overflow. We were prepared for about 60 people, twice that showed up. Same thing on Wednesday with LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We were expecting about 60, same way. Guess what? Same thing. Double that showed up. They had to get the LLS had to get change the menu and get a bigger room down at Mario's. But we had a great time. And then the last thing was last night, me and Mrs. Van Tool went to the James Bowman concert. Remember we interviewed Minister James Bowman about a month ago on the show? And he was talking about his new release and his concert. Well, we went to the concert last night, and I was surprised. They even gave me an award last night. They were so happy.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Congratulations.
I have it in my office. I better post it on social media at some point today. And I want to. So I thank Pastor James Bowman. It was out in Roseville last night at Evangel Church. And then I also want to thank Erica Lindsay for helping, for connecting. She's the one that put the interview together and made sure that we have VIP sitting, seating and stuff right up front. Oh, my God. They made us feel like really important. So it was really nice. All right. Now, I want to hear from the Sunday morning team. You guys got it for the next 20 minutes. Henrietta Ivey, let's start off with you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Michael. Well, you know, it's just been me just out here getting ready for these summer events and doing, you know, heading out to talk more to my precinct, getting information out to the constituents about upcoming events, such as the one Mary Cavanaugh mentioned, setting up events for home care workers in my district, and just really just, you know, still out here doing community work, nothing big, nothing special, just doing what I do on a daily basis. Keeping the community informed on issues and changes and events that's going to be beneficial to them and keeping them involved and making sure their voices are heard in the community that they live in.
All right. Okay. And I know you've been out. You left some things out. Because I ran into you at an event yesterday. See, Sunday morning team. She's trying to fool us.
I'm just, you know, I'm just humble. We
didn't even mention that she was at an event yesterday because I ran into her there. So, tell us about that.
So yesterday was the Cultivating Women event that was put on by Tashana Gill. If any of you know who Tashana is, she is an amazing political forefronter in the city of Detroit and across the state of Michigan. And she had this amazing event yesterday. She was honoring women of leadership for the month of March because this is Women's Month. And there was a lot of great people in the house, including Monique Baker McCormick, our commissioner. Lily Chain was in the house. There were a lot of great women in there who are representing their communities. And I had RSVP for the event, and I happened to see Michael, and I was like, wait a minute, what is Michael doing in here? But Michael was there as well because he was bringing in some information that Commissioner McCormick needed. And it was an amazing event. I got to see a lot of great people. We ran into a lot of great leadership. And also yesterday I had the opportunity to meet up-and-coming person running for the Senate seat of Debbie Stabenow, which would be Hill Harper. So I had an opportunity to meet up at his residence here in the city of Detroit, but unfortunately I was not able to make it because I would have brought that news back for sure, but I was invited to the table to meet him and have a conversation around his work and what he wants to do as a senator for the state of Michigan. So I didn't get an opportunity to meet Mr. Hill Harper, but I was told that I will get the opportunity again because there are other events coming up, and they want to make sure that, you know, we all get an opportunity to have a conversation with them. So I did miss that opportunity, but, yes, it was an amazing event, and there's a few more of those coming up. But listen, guys, I don't talk about a lot of stuff, but it'd be like, you know, everybody know I do this stuff, so.
We still want to hear about it. All I can tell you is this Sunday morning team gets around. I ended up at three women's events, the fashion show with Margie Dines, and the event yesterday, but then I was also at a women veterans event this weekend too. Where the commissioner received an award. So that's why I said today I'm going home, go to sleep. After I got two churches.
That's right. You deserve it.
And I am going to sleep. But okay, let me call out somebody else who I know was out and about. Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly Batchelor Davis was out this weekend. Let's find out where she was. I'm calling people out today.
This is why you don't post up on social media and tell people what to do. I am a huge fan of New Edition. Everyone that knows me knows that I have loved New Edition since the first day they came out. I have been rocking with them for 40 years. I saw them last year at Essence. It was amazing. I saw them again last night. So the concert had Tank, Guy, and Keith Sweat. I had never seen Keith Sweat in concert before, and he threw down. I was like, it was a great concert.
Can work it.
New Edition did not disappoint at all. Guy was amazing, and so was Tank. And when the Little Caesars Arena was packed, it was packed. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was not a seat empty. And the energy was just amazing. We ended up leaving the concert like well after midnight. The show probably ended about 11:30, but just walking around, taking pictures, and they had a couple little activities for people to do after the concert where you could take pictures and different things. It just was a great night. When you're as busy as all of us are in the many things that we do, it is just as equally as important to be able to play and have a good time and decompress from all the work that you do. Sleep is very important, Michael. I understand. In my own professional life, I just did my first signature event. For those that don't know, I am the Assistant Director of Alumni Engagement for the University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. So I am part of the leadership team there. We just did our first signature event, standing room only. It was amazing. This is the first time we were able to really get back together again since COVID. We just had our presidential inauguration because we have a new president for the university. This is the first time I've ever experienced that. It was an entire day of activities, and it was just amazing to network and meet and greet with alumni who are lawyers, judges, political people, top influencers within the community, and people that are just concerned about education and making sure that people who,
have you noticed how people are ready to come back out? I mean, I've been noticing this. Everything seems to be packed out, overflow. People are tired. They're ready to come out and connect and face to face.
Yes, I had an event. My event started at 5 o'clock. People were there at 5 o'clock at the law school.
When has that ever happened?
Like, okay, wait. Can we? Right. You know, normally
you're right.
I told them myself.
You
told me
20 minutes to get some other stuff together.
Right. I'm like, okay, at 5 o'clock they were putting the food out because typically people wait for a few minutes. You know, it's usually about 5:15. Mm-hmm. No, people were there at 5 o'clock. By 5:30, we were full. And we were like, go eat. We were like, get the food out. They were struggling to get the food out because it was hard to keep up with the number of people that were there. And we had an actual bar, and the bar was selling out. And it was nice, and people really, really enjoyed it. And it was just one of those things where you're like, wow, people are really ready to get out. But you think about it. We've been inside for 2-3 years now.
Yep.
And, you know, we've had this sort of up and down where we tried to come back out. Nope, we got to go back in again. And so now that people are feeling like we can be out, it was the same thing yesterday. There were so many people at the concert. It was just amazing. But you know, it is nice to be able to get out and do the things that you do.
Great. All right. Thanks for sharing. Chaplain Kathy, we're going to wrap up with you. Let's get an update. What's going on? And fellas. I didn't see you out anywhere, because if not, I would have put that on blast, too.
I know. Y'all couldn't wait. Y'all can't
run,
wait to get me out on blast.
Run,
but here,
tell that.
The sister,
see, I would have ran
the sister
and tell that.
She
loves,
the sister says she loves New Edition. You say you love New Edition for 40 years?
That's right.
You want to get a chance to meet them? I can set up lunch for you. They're my cousins.
What?
What?
I want to go there on day.
Okay.
Look.
Real.
Look.
Don't
play
with
me. Hey,
listen.
Don't play
with me.
I'm serious.
I'm super serious.
Listen. I'm going to stop right now. I did comedy all weekend. I was out doing comedy shows all weekend. So I just figured I'd just stir up the pot a little bit on the Southern Morning team this morning.
You
know what? Look, see, if I would have told her that she could have went today, she wouldn't have went to church, she wasn't going nowhere, she was from St. Bishop, where can we meet at? I mean, look, Henrietta Ivy was on her I'm on that ticket too. No, but I have, God bless you, I have been doing comedy. I didn't know how funny I was until I had an opportunity and people actually told me. So I was doing comedy. I went to the crab place downtown. I think it's called Krusty Krab or something, or some crab. Crab House. We were down there last
Detroit. Crab House.
Yeah, we were down there. They had like five people and they loved it. You know what I'm talking about? They loved the show. I thank God for them. And then we went to the Northwestern Activity Center yesterday when they had those open auditions. They've been looking for raw talent in the city. Yes, in the city of Detroit. In fact, this was their second audition. Ended up going by there yesterday. So I think I'm going to go off into the comedy era because I got sister this morning. Other than that, I've been thanking God. I thank God for
Kim.
Life.
I was about to grab that coat,
right.
For real.
Like, hey, life, health, and strength.
Yeah.
She didn't care. It didn't matter. She could have a whole list of plans today. But let me say, you can meet him in 20 minutes. It's over. It was over right there. You hear me? But God bless you. I've just been cruising, you know, thanking God, you know, for life, health, and strength. Y'all pray for me because my mother mad at me, my grandmother mad at me, and my pastor mad at me. I'll just tell you why. It's because when I was at church, they had a little program, and I told him, I said, well, Pastor, you preached a damn good sermon. I didn't know that the damn in that sense was going to be offensive. And then he said, well, I appreciate it if you wouldn't cuss. I said, well, I'm just saying, Pastor, you did a damn good job. And he said, listen, that's I don't want you to cuss in the church. I said, well, okay. I said, but if I could say one thing, your job was so damn good that I put $500 in the collection plate. I'm talking about he looked dead in the face and say, I don't believe you. You got to be BSing. You got to be BSing. He cussed himself. You hear me? Listen to the mic. Look at the mic in the background.
I knew this was coming.
I thought y'all
love. I think he on the Apollo or something.
That was probably
I
should have
known.
Y'all.
You know what? I took him serious. I really took him serious. Right. I'm like, But you know what? I heard this joke a couple weeks ago. As soon as you said that, I knew something was wrong with this.
I got him. I got you. So I just wonder.
You got me.
Is good medicine.
When you said your family was upset with you, you got me. But then after you, when you said that, All right. I'm going to remember this, Chaplain. We're going to get you. We're going to prank call you one day.
Oh, you know what? We should get on with this. Never mind. I'll tell you guys offline, but we shouldn't do that.
Listen to this. Listen to this,
Captain
America.
Kathy,
y'all hear this?
He came up with that idea months ago.
I did. Yeah, but I don't want you to get me. Don't get me. Yeah, you ain't supposed to get me.
Okay.
But God bless
you.
I appreciate y'all, man.
This was a fun show this morning. A great
yes,
show. Thank you, Henrietta, for setting up the interview with Senator Mary Kavanaugh. We appreciate that.
Exactly.
And I'm going to go back and listen to the show. It's great. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy the day. And we'll see you next Sunday right here on the Michael Van Til Show. Thank you, Sunday morning team.
You're welcome. Thank
you,
everybody.
You.
Have a great day, everyone.
A little bit of James Bowman from the concert last night. We're going to listen to a little bit of James Bowman,
oh,
minister,
awesome.
Pastor, singer, James Bowman. God bless you all.
Everybody ready? That's right. Come on. Let's let him know how much we love him. He's been good. He's kept us through a pandemic, from danger seen and unseen. That's why we love you. Let's go.
I love you, Lord. I love. Yes, I do.
I love you, yes I do. I love, Lord, I love.
Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.